This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
I never get sick of hearing actual audio from actual cases involving the people that were affected by them. We have a new piece of audio from the Lori Vallow Daybell case. This is one of Lori's friends making a shocking claim to detectives. It's about a 15-minute phone call as they discuss some of her whereabouts in Hawaii and some of the revelations that Lori allegedly made to her friend, specifically about Joe Ryan, her husband, prior to Chad, Charles Vallow. Yeah, you gotta go back down the line just a little bit. Anyway, take a listen to the phone call, and if you want to weigh in, 888-554-5537. You can call, give us your thoughts after you hear it. Check it out.
January 7th, 2020. It's approximately 10:12 a.m.
Aloha, this is Annie.
Hey, my name's Cassandra Incline. I'm a detective with Chandler PD.
Hey, Cassandra, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Good.
I hope, I don't know what the time change to Hawaii is, but hopefully it's not super early.
No, you're fine. I'm up.
Okay. I had gotten a message that you had called in. I apologize. I left you a message on Friday, and I got pulled out of the office on a different case, so I never made it back into the office on Friday to give you a call back.
No problem. So are you part of the Lori Vallow case on the Chandler side, or the Charles Vallow case?
I am.
Okay.
So I am familiar with our case and some of the other stuff going on.
Okay, so they used to live here on Kauai, and I was talking to my brother.
I'm friends with him.
Yeah, So he told me I needed to call and tell you guys something.
Okay.
Which is that she didn't say this to me. I don't think she would have ever said this to me, but she did tell two of our mutual friends that she paid her brother to kill Joe Ryan.
Tylee's dad?
Yeah. So.
And not to put words in your mouth, are you, because she has two brothers, are you talking about her brother Alex or?
Alex. Yes, Alex. Okay.
Sorry, I'm taking notes while I talk to you. So.
That's okay.
So she didn't tell you this, but she told two.
She didn't say it to me.
Okay.
But she told April Raymond and Angeline Hall that.
And do you know when she made those statements?
No, Angeline and I talked when all this started happening.
Okay.
Neither of them live on Kauai anymore, so I don't see them anymore.
Okay.
But Angeline reached out to me when everything happened, and she's actually given, like, she, one of these, anyway, she talked to Radar Online or something, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But she said to me that Lori had said that she paid Alex to kill Joe.
Okay.
And so later when April and I were talking, I said, Angeline said this, can you believe it? And April said, she said the same thing to me.
Okay.
Lori would kind of say crazy things sometimes.
Anything in particular?
I mean, no, nothing like that. I mean, she never said anything like that to me.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that's why someone could hear something like that and kind of be like, whatever, Lori.
Okay. Do you know what kind of relationship, that she had with Joe? I mean, I know a lot of the back history.
I really don't know that much. I mean, when she moved here, Kylie was still living with Joe, and then Kylie came over, I think, a few months later, and then stayed. I know she hated Joe, and she didn't like Joe, and she was happy when he died.
Mm-hmm.
She was happy Kylie was getting Social Security for it.
Mm-hmm.
She said that Joe had sexually molested Kylie and Colby, which I always found, I never knew if that was true or not, but she would tell people that.
Okay.
Their sex life wasn't great. That's pretty much all I know.
Okay. And she lived in Hawaii, are you talking, like 2016? Maybe? Is that right?
It was later than that because I was already living here, but I moved to Princeville, I don't know, April or May of 2014.
Okay.
And they moved here pretty soon after I moved to Princeville. They moved to Princeville.
Okay.
Within a month or two.
Okay.
Yeah. And they lived here. I think they lived here for like two and a half years, but I'm not sure. They've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
But like when Lori came back in February with Kylie, I picked her up from the airport. I mean, we remained friends.
Uh-huh.
And everyone says she's hiding here on Kauai, and a friend of mine saw her.
So when Lori and Kylie came back in February, you picked them up?
Yeah.
Okay. And was JJ with them?
No.
Okay. And was she just visiting, like, for vacation, or did she come there and stay a little
bit? She just called me from the airport. She didn't even tell me she was coming. She just called me from the airport, and she said, "We just landed in Lihue. I'm with Kylie. I've left Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I took $50,000 from his bank account, and I'm going to start over."
Okay. Do you know how long she stayed there?
So she stayed in a hotel the first night, and then she stayed with April, my friend April Raymond, who she also said that other thing too. She stayed with April for a while, and April at some point told her she needed to find another place to stay. But I think April says that she... And so after I picked her up from the airport, mm-hmm. She wanted me to use my credit card for a hotel with her,
uh-huh.
and she said she would pay cash, but I was uncomfortable doing that.
Uh-huh.
So I never saw her again after that.
Okay.
When I said no to that. So I, even though I was and she would text me back or call me back sometimes, but I would always say, "Hey, let's get lunch or let's go walk the bay or something," and she was sleeping or busy or whatever.
Okay.
But April says, and April managed a store here, mm-hmm. and I know Lori was planning on working at it,
mm-hmm.
But April did not hire her.
Okay.
But she stayed with April for a while and then stayed somewhere else for a while.
Okay.
That's what I know.
And then obviously left, and did you have any contact with her after she left Hawaii?
You know, she barely was even talking to me while she was here.
Okay.
And probably another part of it was, so I had heard from Charles before she called me and said she was at the airport.
Okay.
I mean, I hadn't heard from him a lot, but he had started to call me. And Charles was kind of like a dog with a bone. Like, once he was on something, he was like...
on it.
I liked Charles. I thought he was a nice guy,
yeah.
but he could be intense about things. And so he had called me and told me all the crazy things that now are being reported, right? And April did say that Lori said a lot of those things to her
mm-hmm.
when she was staying with her. But so I'd heard all this stuff from Charles. I couldn't get a hold of Lori because learned later her phone number had changed. And then when I picked her up and she was like, "Well, Charles is cheating on me, I'm leaving him," I just didn't really want to be involved between the two of them.
It's a lot. And
yeah.
And it sounds like you were friends with both of them too, so I don't know that I want to be in the middle of it.
Right. So You know, and I have another brother who's a forensic psychiatrist, mm-hmm. and I talked to him about what was going on, and he said, I think Lori's had a psychotic break. Now, he wouldn't, like, he's not professionally diagnosing her, but yeah. just based on what he said. Mm-hmm. And so when she was here, I really did try to reach out to her because I felt like she needed help.
Yeah.
And I know she doesn't like psychiatrists, but I mean, he was like, she needs to be committed, and the longer she goes on in the state, the worse it will be. Mm-hmm. So I did try to reach out to her, but I did not want to really be involved with her and Charles and everything else.
No, I don't, I get it. I totally, I'm completely following what you're saying, so.
Yeah.
So.
But John just said you should know that she said this thing about Joe.
Yeah,
to important. At least two people.
Yes, it's important. Do you have a way that, could you help me get in touch with April and Angeline?
Now, I'm sure Angeline will be happy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how April will feel. I haven't talked to her about this.
Okay.
But April has a crazy ex-husband,
mm-hmm.
so who's taken her to court a lot, so I know she hates stuff like that.
Okay. No, and I get it, and my intention isn't to tell them, like, that obviously you and I spoke, because
okay.
obviously I would imagine, you know, you seem like a very intelligent lady that with all the media coverage and what's going on, there's a lot of people being contacted that
sure.
are know Lori and know Charles
yeah, yeah.
and other people involved, so... it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for me to just kind of randomly call someone and say, hey, you popped up
right.
as kind of an associate. I'm wondering,
uh-huh.
you know, what you can tell me about this and if anything useful or important.
Sure.
So.
I mean, I do think that April would want to kind of, like, do the right thing
uh-huh. yeah.
or, you know, help the kids in any way that she could. April will probably have more information for you than anyone else because
okay.
she said that Lori tried to recruit her into this
group
cult.
Okay.
So April's been in touch with her a lot more than I have more recently,
okay.
I guess.
Do you have a way that I can
but
get in touch with them?
I do have, yeah, I can give you her phone number.
Okay. That would be great.
It's...
And that's April?
April Raymond.
And then do you have a number for Angeline?
Yeah. Angeline will be very talkative.
Okay.
And her
Okay. And are they both in Hawaii?
No, they've both moved.
Okay.
They Angeline moved before Lori did.
Okay.
She was from Utah, and she moved back to Utah.
Okay.
And April's husband sued the hospital here,
uh-oh.
And it was, like, big in the news, and she just couldn't take it anymore, so she left.
Okay.
And so she's on the mainland, too.
Okay. It just gives me an idea, because when I call, I tend to either wake people
yeah.
up or inconvenient
times. I think April left at the beginning of summer.
Okay. All right. I will reach out. And you said that you have a friend that has seen her there recently? Seen Lori there?
So she came. I mean, I've been told that people have reported this, but there's an urgent care
uh-huh.
right outside of Princeville.
Okay.
That a friend of mine built and runs. And he told me she had been there. And then another friend, Lynn Salvador.
Uh-huh.
She was watching the news, and the story about Lori came on, and she was, like, with her family, and she said, oh, my gosh, I know her.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, really shocked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her daughter was with her. Her daughter's a nurse, and her daughter said, she came into the clinic today. I helped her, served her. I don't know what you'd say.
Right.
And... she was like, no, that's impossible. And she goes, no, what's her name? And she said, Lori Vallo. And she goes, yeah, that was her.
Mm.
And Chad was with her.
Okay.
But no kids. But I've been told that other people have already reported that. So.
Yeah. And you...
And that was, like, a week ago, Saturday or Friday. Okay. Something like
that. And you have never had any... like, I know you said you knew Charles, but you've never had any contact with Chad or ever met him or anything like that?
No. Okay. I mean, Lori was kind of into the end of the world stuff, and she had a bunch of books, and I read one of them. But I wasn't as excited about it as she was.
Right. Okay. Anything else that I didn't ask?
So that book might have been something that Chad wrote or something affiliated with, but I don't even remember the name of it, and I never talked to Chad.
Okay. All right. Anything else that I didn't ask about? Anything that might be important or anything?
Not that I can think of. I really just called Jill Straw and said, you guys should know what she told Angelina in April.
He's absolutely correct. And so I appreciate you calling very, very much. So
yeah.
I have a meeting I have to go to real quick, and then I'm going to reach out to both of them. I'm not going to mention that I had spoke with you, so if you guys talk and you want to share that, great. If you don't, then that's fine also, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Ann, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.